Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
All right, it's time for another week of N4G Radio. It's the holiday vacation time. And that's why there's nobody here. I'm guessing. But with us this week, we have the Wombat Ryan Wombo.
Hattie.
And now everybody's disappointed because I didn't say we have Gambus Khan.
Yep. I was like a very poor consolation prize.
Gambus Khan is apparently installing a space heater in his house.
What?
He texted me at 8 o'clock this morning. I'm like, dude.
He's installing a space heater?
That's what his text said.
I thought space heaters were just the ones that you just sit down.
That's what I thought,
too. You just sit it on the ground.
Yeah, that's what he's doing. He's plugging it in.
I can understand why that would take a little while.
He said he had to put some space heaters in his new house. I'm like, oh, okay.
All right.
Instead of Gambus Khan and K-Dub this week, we have returning the Frustrated Fury. Drew Leishman is with us.
Hello.
And we have Mr. Europe himself.
Hello.
John W. And that's it. So we're rocking.
Short show.
Yep, it's
four
over.
Man show today.
Thanks for joining us. it's finally over. The holiday rush is finally over. We got a few straggling releases, but now we can all catch up and pick our game of the year and do all that fun stuff. Did anybody go out on Black Friday?
Hell no.
My wife did.
Oh snap. Did she come back alive?
Yep, she did. And actually I did go out on Black Friday, but late, like at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And no surprise, because it's Middletown, everything was still there.
Yeah, I went to Middletown that day too, and like it was dead.
Yeah. So the nice thing was I got and before anybody says anything, I know they've got another version coming out, who knows when, but I bought the Lord of the Rings movies on Blu-ray.
Oh yeah.
Because I don't actually own them on DVD anymore. And I got the Fellowship for $8 and the other two for $10 each.
Well, that's not so bad. It sucks that they're not.
Yeah, what's that?
They're not extended editions, but you know.
But what are you going to do?
Are the extended ones the ones that are coming out soon?
Yeah, he's,
yeah, supposed
he's
to be,
George
but I don't
Lucas
know,
in it. He's George just, Lucas in it, you know.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, I went out and picked up just a couple things, but I didn't get any sales, so nothing special to talk about. I did do the Xbox Live Black Friday sale.
I bought
Grand Theft Auto San Andreas and Halo Combat Evolved for $5 a piece.
So did I. Got both of those. I thought, wow, got to get them at that price.
Yeah, $5. I'm like, yeah, why not? You know,
it's a bargain.
Yeah. All right, so I guess we'll jump into the fond lying, and I guess I'll start with Drew over there since we don't have Gambus.
Oh.
But you got to talk slow and say.
Talk about RPGs.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, greetings, program. I played a decent amount of the new stuff. Picked up. My roommate got me for a late birthday. Early Christmas present because he's lazy. Got me Undead Nightmare for Red Dead Redemption. I actually got the disc.
Ooh,
nice.
Yeah, fancy. It comes with all the DLC, including the multiplayer, and Undead Nightmare. Jumped into it, played probably about 6 hours of it. That game is long. Like, that's a full-on game.
Yeah, it's a long disc. Now, I have a question that somebody asked me the other day. The disc version, do you install it, or do you have, like, can you play it off the disc?
You play it off the disc.
Really? So you don't need Red Dead Redemption?
No, not at all. I don't even own that game anymore.
Nice.
Because, like, when you go to the menu, it looks like the old-school Red Dead Redemption. And, like, when you put it in your Xbox, it says, play Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah, like Grand Theft Auto did.
Yeah. And when you go to the menu, you can go multiplayer or single player. When you click single player, it automatically changes over to Undead Nightmare. But it's awesome. Undead Nightmare is freaking amazing. It's really cool. It makes fun of itself. And... like I did the mission with the Sasquatch, which was hilarious. I don't know if any of you guys did it.
No, I literally just started it. I'm only about an hour into it, but I forgot how much I love that character, John Marston.
John Marston, yeah.
Yeah, I love that character. Like, when he's tying up his wife and his kid, and he's like, y'all acting crazy. Don't eat each other.
He's like, he doesn't care, but he does care. It's weird.
Yeah.
He's just, like, nonchalant about everything. And so, all right. So I gotta explain this, and I'm not gonna ruin anything special for you. But the Sasquatch thing, which is a stranger mission, you go talk to this guy. He's like, I killed one of them. He's like, what are you talking about? Sasquatch? I said, those things don't exist. He's like, yeah, they do. He said, what do I want to kill? He said, I'll tell you what. You go over there. There's seven of them left, and you go kill the rest of them and come back to me. I was like, okay. So you run over there. You find the Sasquatch, they don't attack you, and when you get up close to them, they run like the old school Sasquatch is doing the picture where he swings his arms, and they're like running from you, and they only take one shot to kill them, and they die, and you can like take their teeth or whatever. And then you come up on the very last one, and he's sitting there crying, and then John is like, he's walking up to him with his gun out, and he's like, just go ahead and kill me. He's like, I'm sorry, you just eat babies. I know it's just part of your life. He's like, we don't eat babies, we eat mushrooms. And so John's still standing there with his gun. He's like, you eat babies? He's like telling him he eats babies. And that's the end of the mission. You don't have to kill it, but after the mission was over, I shot it in the head anyway.
Oh, you're just wrong.
I didn't know if there was an achievement for it or whatever.
No, did you get any of the horses of the apocalypse?
I did. I got the war, the one that's on fire.
Ah, that is so cool that they throw that little crap in there.
Yeah, it's awesome. Like, all the birds in the game have turned into bats, and it rains for no apparent reason. It just, like, every town is on fire. And you got, like, it all consists of you going to other towns and killing hordes of zombies until it's safe. And then when you leave the town, after a while, it will start to get overrun by zombies again. So you got to run over there and help them. Ammo is scarce as hell in this game. Like, you have to do, like, small missions for people and stuff like that. Like, you know, like, you, like, it has, like, everything that you encountered in Red Dead Redemption, it has it in that, except with the zombie stuff. So, like, you'll be walking, or you'll be, like, riding your horse to another town, all of a sudden, like, somebody be like, help! And then there's, like, zombies coming after a guy. So you kill the zombies, he's like, well, thanks, I ain't got nothing, but here's a little bit of ammo. So doing that really helps you out. You get some crazy weapons, like, you get this explosive rifle, where you shoot a zombie and they explode. And they hate fire. You get a torch early on, and the torch is kind of crap. I mean, you can hit a zombie about twice, and it's kind of like an instant kill. But if you just hit them once, then you got flaming zombies coming after you.
Those things are fast, too.
Oh, dude, there's different types of zombies, too. There's some that spit at you, like the spitter, and they shoot like acid at you. And then there's these gigantic ones that charge at you and knock you down. And then they got these little ones that scurry on the ground like a dog and run really fast. So it ends up you're going to have to use your Deadeye for most of that, and because you got to hit them in the head. No lie, if you shoot them anywhere, they will not die. You have to hit them in the head; they will just get right back up.
Oh, gotta love it!
Yes, it's fantastic. They did a great job. They got all the voice actors come back and do some parts. you know, like if you have Red Dead Redemption and you know you can just get the DLC, it's $10 and it is long as hell. Like I'm 6 hours in and I'm probably not even halfway. So, fantastic game. I'm going to be trying to finish that up this week sometime. Sticking on the zombie kick, I played a little bit of Left 4 Dead 2 on the PC. I love that game. That game is pretty awesome. Especially if you have three other guys with you, because the bots are idiots. But I don't know. I mean, I'm almost done with that game. That's like I've had it since the game came out, and I just have slowly been working my way through it. I have one more campaign to do, which is Hard Rain, and once I finish that, I'm going to put it on my finish list, which hasn't had anything on it for a while because
yeah.
I haven't been able to finish anything. Because of Dragon Age, which is the next game I played.
Oh,
and,
Dragon Age.
Yeah, that game. Like, seriously, I could do a whole play session of just, like, trying to get people to like me. Because you can just sit there in your camp and just talk to people constantly. And, like, I finally got out of that fade crap. Thank God. And I don't really know where I want to go next. I think I may do like a DLC thing, but I don't know which DLC. Like, it doesn't tell you like where you going is DLC. So I don't know if I'm going to a story mission or if I'm going to an actual DLC mission. But yeah, I got the mages on my side, and it kind of pissed me off because you know how a trophy whore I am. There's a trophy for getting to for the siding with the mages or siding with the Templars. I sided with the mages, and then right after that, I saved it. And I was like, shit, I should have just reloaded that save and then sided with those guys.
Every single faction you go to, there's an achievement or trophy for each side.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, so there's going to be choices for every one of them.
It's
great.
It's a multiple playthrough kind of game if you want to get all the achievements or trophies.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. But yeah, that game is still awesome. I love it. The only thing that gets me about it, it kind of has the Fallout syndrome of it has major slowdown in some places. Like, to the point where, you know, you're moving the camera and the camera doesn't move until like 2 seconds later. And it just kind of gets on my nerves. But other than that, I mean, I jumped into a lot, actually, because, you know, the whole Thanksgiving thing. And my job, when the people aren't there, I just basically just sit there and drive around in a truck. So I parked the truck and pulled out my PSP. And
pulled out your what?
What?
Pulled out your what?
That sounds dirty. That sounds like the scene from Boogie Nights.
Okay, wow. Anyway, I played a little bit of my PSP, and I jumped into, for the first time, I bought the game when it came out, and I never got to play it, Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep. Now, I know most of you guys don't care about Kingdom Hearts, and this is where I can talk like Gambus for a little while. It's awesome. Like I really do like that game. I haven't played a Kingdom Hearts since Kingdom Hearts 1. And, yeah, I mean, you can say it's a little childish or whatever, but, I mean, it's still a great game. The game is huge. It has three different campaigns, full-on campaigns that last, like, 20 hours. And the stories kind of, like, intertwine with each other. So right now I'm playing as, well, I don't know if he's the main character or not. I'm playing as some guy named Terra, and I'm probably about 8 hours into his campaign. And it's just really cool. Like, they changed it up to where you don't have partners anymore, like you had, like, Donald and Goofy in the first game. You actually, you're by yourself, but you can call upon your friends to help you out in battle. Like, I have a D-Link they call them D-Links. And when you use a D-Link, it gives you their abilities for a while. And, like, I have one for Zack, who's from Final Fantasy VII. I got one with Cinderella. I've got one with, oh man, what's the one from, I don't know, I think it's Stitch. They don't call him Stitch in this game. They call him like Experiment something. And they all have different powers and stuff like that. And it's really, really cool. And it's very involved. Like, you can create your own attacks and abilities. And you know, it's all done with this. The D-pad is basically where you select where you want to what you want to attack with. And it kind of gets on your nerves because, like, I always have a cure, which is like a healing spell. And so you have to wait for your – there's like a cooldown time for all your abilities. So if I use up all my abilities, all I have is cure left. I have full health. Well, I don't want to use the freaking cure, but that's the only ability I can use right now. So that can kind of get on your nerves. But other than that, it's a solid game. And anybody out there with PSP, which apparently is not many, should at least give it a try if you like RPGs.
PSP.
But yes, PSP. And I want to say that is probably it. No, it's not it. PS3, I played a little bit of Majin, whatever.
Maji and the Forsaken Kingdom.
There you go. I played about 20 minutes of it. I got to where I got the Maji, and I was like, yep, I'm turning it off. Not because I didn't like it. It was because I had something to do. But I do want to get back into that game. It feels like Eco. That's exactly what it feels like.
It feels like Zelda meets Eco.
Yep.
And I will talk extensively about it because I'm loving it. And hey, guess what I'm playing it on?
PS3.
Yes, I am.
Well, bam. How are you liking them trophies?
I'm not.
Oh my god.
I'm like, every time one pops up, I'm like, oh look, generic achievement.
Yeah, well, I got more generic achievements than you do, so shut it.
Yeah, but I got more real ones than you do.
I don't care.
And you gave up.
I didn't.
Because you can't. You couldn't. You couldn't match it, brother.
Yeah, because I haven't been on Xbox Live that long.
That's not my
fault. I've been
fault.
On 4 years. You've been on a decade?
Almost. 8 years.
There you go. So.
But I got news for you, though. Achievements have only been around for 5.
Yeah.
So you can't use the decade line. Come on now.
Well, I could use the other stuff. Hey, guess what? I didn't get review copies all the fucking time.
Well, that's not my fault. You do now.
And guess what? You played Avatar, The Last Airbender, and got 1,000 achievements, which means you have just completely negated every achievement you've ever owned.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
Please.
All mine are legit, man.
No, they're not.
You play
crap on the PS3 just to get trophies. Don't lie.
You go check mine.
If they had an Avatar, you would buy it.
Whatever. But anyway, enough of the whole, you know, PS3 is better anyway. But anyway.
Oh, here we go.
But yeah, I think I will say that's it. For future stuff, probably a little bit more of the Manji game. Is it Manji? I thought it was Majin.
It's pronounced Majin.
Majin. Okay. Play a little bit more of that. My roommate's actually playing that right now, which is why I'm not actually jumping into it. I'm going to finish the Undead Nightmare. I'm going to finish Left 4 Dead 2, because I only got one more campaign to do. I want to play some more Kingdom Hearts. The problem is I only play my PSP whenever I'm at work and there's downtime. So, I hate to say it, but the next time I probably play Kingdom Hearts is Christmas. Because everybody will be gone. But I really do want to play some more of it, because this is a really good game. But other than that, that's it.
All right. Well, we will. What about you did Future, so we're going to move on to Mr. Whitehouse.
Hello.
What's up?
Hello.
Bye-bye. Okay.
I feel like I'm in 1997.
Just a few this week. First one, a game that can really be best described as digital crack, and that's Pac-Man Championship DX. Oh
yeah.
My bloody god.
Yeah.
That game is mental. It's proper mental. I picked it up yesterday. Fair dues, S-ranked, nice and easy. That's easy to get those 12 achievements. So there you go, Drew. But the game just doesn't stop. It's like Twitch gaming at its utmost. I think what they've done with the the way that the ghosts follow you, it's a little bit like the mobile game Snake, where you're having to, you know, not only watch what's in front of you, but watch where your tail's going as well, because you can double up on yourself. But with the bombs and the slow down time sort of bit when you get close to a ghost, it's really great. It really adds excitement to a game that, to be fair, you know, Pac-Man's quite old now.
It's Pac-Man.
It's always a classic, but they've really done something that I didn't think could be possible to it. And it's kind of like a cross between Geometry Wars, really, and Pac-Man, the way it looks and the way it plays and feels. It's really great. Recommend anyone go and get it, because it's also only 800 Microsoft points, which is a bargain nowadays, anyway. Excuse me. So I played some of that. That's excellent. I played Tron Evolution for the 360. And to say that Tron Evolution is a retard brother of Assassin's Creed Brotherhood would be a bit unfair on the retard brother, because the game is atrocious. It properly is really bad. It tries to be a little bit of an Assassin's Creed or Prince of Persia. It's got that running on long walls and jumping around kind of vibe to it. But the controls are really bad.
Does it have rubber Jeff Bridges in it?
It has two rubber Jeff Bridges.
He looks like he's made of rubber in the trailer, the young version. I laugh every time I see it.
Well, it looks worse than that. To be fair, I think what they've done with the computer generated young Jeff Bridges is very, very good. I think it's very clever, considering it's got that uncanny valley look to it. But I think that might pulled off properly in the film when it's released. But the graphics aren't very good at all in this. From what I can gather, from what I've played of it, the story is a bridge story between Tron 1 and then Tron Legacy. A lot of the characters that are in the movie, or going to be in the movie, are in this game.
Alright, sorry about that. We had a little technical difficulty, and we're back now. So, John, you were talking about the characters that were in the game that are going to be in the movie, too?
Yes, so you got the characters in there. Did I mention about the story? How it kind of set in between the two? I think I did.
Yeah, I think so.
Yes. But even as a Tron fan, that doesn't interest me. It's not enough to make this game better than it is. I'm really excited for the game, for the film. It's just terrible, terrible, terrible game. Looks terrible. The light cycle sections play terrible. You also get to control a tank. That plays terrible.
I get the feeling that this is a terrible game.
I'm getting that feeling.
I think it might well be. It's such a shame. I mean, yes, it's a movie tie-in, so to be fair, what do you expect? But I'd high hopes, and unfortunately, they have seriously fell short. So I certainly won't recommend anybody go out and buy that. I've played about 2.5 hours of it. I probably won't be playing any more of it, even for cheap achievements.
My God. You just ruined, like, one release that's out in December.
Yeah, and if Gambus is listening to this, I'm sorry, Gambus. I know you're probably looking forward to it, but
He'll still buy it just for the light cycle.
I've only come across one section with a light cycle so far, and it's a bit where you are travelling down a freeway that's being destroyed by some recognisers, and parts of the road start disappearing in front of you, but it doesn't give you enough time to react, and so literally the road explodes, you go down a hole, you derez, start a game. And I found myself, because of the controls, just constantly falling off the edge of the map because the controls aren't doing what they're meant to. And I felt like Killer Wolverine. I really thought I was going to throw the controller out the window along with the Xbox and the disc case, all one after each other, because it was terrible. So nobody played that. But on a better note, I've played some more Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. I've been told that I have to, but I've been asked to do the review. So I've been playing a lot more of that game, and it is, as I said last week, I can't really go into much more detail. It's a great game. It's how a sort of running around, climbing up and jumping on things game should be. People should go out and buy it or put it on the Christmas lists. That's really about it. I can't say much more. I'll put the rest of my review when that goes live. As for future fondling, I will probably play some more Pac-Man. I will definitely play some more Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. I am thinking about picking up Need for Speed Hot Pursuit, because after the reviews that I've seen of Gran Turismo 5, I think that Hot Pursuit is probably the way to go for me. My tastes kind of there towards the arcadey style of racer, as opposed to the tune every aspect of your car, which, although it has its place, I think would probably bore me a bit. So if I can find that cheap, I might pick that up, but I'm not going to go out of my way to get it, because Christmas is coming up, and, you know, I'll give some people some ideas of stuff to give me.
He's throwing out hints there.
Yeah, if you guys, you know, if you want to club together, if you send it now, I might just get it for next Christmas.
Or you might not get it at all.
If we start saving,
you ain't
get it 2 Christmases from now.
We'll save up our pennies.
Oh, bless all your dimes.
Yes. John, that's the equivalent of 10 cents in America.
Yes, I know.
10 of those make a dollar. All right. So I will move on to the Wombat.
All right. So mine's boring as usual. thanks for the laugh, John. I appreciate it. I did finally beat Red Dead Redemption this week.
Yeah, just on a side note, apparently I haven't.
Apparently John hasn't. There's the little... Without spoiling anything, there's the thing after the thing that you have to do, which I actually just finished. So I have officially beat it, which is awesome. I'm glad that it only took me 7 months.
It's a great game, though.
Yeah, a fantastic game. Fantastic game. I think it's my number 2 game on the year.
Oh.
Behind Mass Effect 2, just because I'm such a sucker for Mass Effect. But really, really, really phenomenal game, as has been talked about for the last 7 months, so there's really no reason for me to keep going into it. Although I do like the way the story sort of culminated. Other than that, I played the trial version for Pac-Man, because my wife is huge on Pac-Man, and so I downloaded the trial so she could play it. She hasn't had a chance to try it yet, but I'm not actually sure yet if she's really going to get into it or not. She watched me play the time attack, or the the one where you've got 5 minutes to score as many score attack or whatever.
Yeah,
score attack.
She watched me play that. I think it might be a little too different for her, because she likes just regular Pac-Man. But we'll see. She's going to try and play the trial herself here one of these days and see if she likes it. I, however, do like it. I think it's very fun, for sure. It's not something I would sit down and play for a while, it's definitely fun. I like the sort of the updated take on Pac-Man, and I like the first Pac-Man Championship edition. So definitely recommended.
Do you find? Sorry, Ryan.
No, go ahead.
Just a quick thing, since you've played it as well. Do you have any trouble with the controls in the fact that the Xbox controller doesn't seem quick enough to actually be able to do what you need to do when you start going at like the 50 game speed?
Right, yeah, I did have some trouble. You're talking like missing turns and stuff?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I did have that kind of trouble. I'll be honest with you, I kind of assumed it was just like a legacy problem because the first Pac-Man Championship had that as well.
Yeah, it did.
And actually, even depending on the controller you play with, even the original Pac-Man has that to an extent because he's got sort of a turning radius. But I did have more trouble with it in the original championship and then DX than I did in the regular Pac-Man. I know exactly what you're talking about.
As long as it's not just me, then.
No, yeah, it's not just you. It exists for sure. That's all I played. I did play a little bit more Hot Pursuit. So there's that. You know what? It's really good, and it's Hot Pursuit. I just don't know how much more of it I can play. Because I start, as I've mentioned before on the show, I think, anytime there's a game that gives you bronze, silver, gold, like 1 to 3 stars or whatever, Angry Birds is a great example. I have something wired into me. I can't move on to the next level until I've restarted the one that I'm on. I absolutely can't. Hot Pursuit's kind of driving me nuts with that. It's a GameFly rental for me right now, so I may end up returning it and getting something else for now, and then maybe coming back to it later down the line, because the completionist in me when it comes to games like that is about to kill a Wolverine controller through a wall. I need to kind of take a step back from Need for Speed Hot Pursuit. It's really good, though. I'm stuck on one particular race, and it's driving me up a wall. So Future Fondling is, I'm moving on through my pile of shame.
Moving on up.
The next game that I'm going to finish is probably Assassin's Creed 2, since I never finished it, so I can play Brotherhood. So that's next on my list. My pile of shame is epic. I can't wait to kind of get through some of these games so I can put them behind me and start some new stuff. Probably all Assassin's Creed 2 all the time here coming up. And then some more EVE Online. I haven't had a chance to play it this week, but some more after this week.
Rocket Man.
I have to mention something.
Okay.
Ryan brought it up. You said Angry Birds. I actually played some of that. Here's the deal. So I got a new phone. I don't understand why everybody's going so crazy over this game. I understand it may be awesome, but this kind of a game is not new at all.
No, it's not new. It's just awesome.
It's just well done.
Yeah.
I mean, have they never played Storm the Castle or Storm the Castle 2 or Storm the Castle 3?
No.
I have played Storm the Castle, and I still think Angry Birds is awesome. I love those kind of games.
I do too. But, I mean, yeah, all right, see, here's the thing. I'm bored at work all the time. I'm sitting in front of a computer. So I go to Newgrounds and other places like that and play all the latest Flash games. So I was like, I heard everybody talk about it. It's Angry Birds. I was like, okay, it's free. I'll download it. And I'm like, wow, this is Storm the Castle.
Not all of us have that kind of free time, okay?
Okay.
Some of us, this might be a first time.
I'm sorry. Well, maybe I'm just more of a hardcore gamer than you guys are.
I don't think gaming on Newgrounds makes you a hardcore gamer.
It is. That's an awesome place to go. Anyway. But yeah, I'm so happy with my new phone, by the way. I just got to say that.
That's the only game.
I got it's an Android. I got a Samsung Captivate.
Oh, gotcha. You like it a lot?
I love it.
Thanks, I'm thinking about... the only reason I ask, I'm thinking about getting a new phone here soon, and I haven't decided if I'm going to get another iPhone or if I'm going to get a different kind.
The droid is taking over.
I do like Android. It's really slick.
Yeah. That's some fun stuff. You can do Q stuff on there.
You can.
It's neat. Anyway.
Anyhow.
Alright, so I guess that will bring it to me, and it feels like Gambus just finished. Because, you know, it's, we're a half hour in, so... God love him. I played a ton of crap this week. I had so much trade-in credit that I just started buying stuff I never thought I'd buy.
Wow.
So I guess I'll start off on my PS3. I've been playing Majin in the Forsaken Kingdom. I'm about 3 hours into it, and I love it. It does remind me a lot of Zelda. It even has a little chime when you solve a puzzle. And it kind of feels like Zelda, but I love the dynamic of switching between, you know, your character and the big monster and how he has to help you solve puzzles. It's just such a really, really fun game, and it's so different than everything else we've been playing for so long. So I definitely recommend picking it up if you're a fan of, like, the puzzle adventure games, especially since it's only $40.
That's cheap.
Yeah, so it's definitely worth $40. And maybe this is a sign that we're finally going to get games, you know, priced for, you know, the right way instead of everything being $60.
Nah, that'll never happen.
Hey, I can dream. I can dream a little dream.
I can dream about you.
There you go.
That's right. I broke that one out.
Bring it. But that game is excellent. I love the art direction. I love the puzzles. It plays really well. And it's one of the first games on the PS3 that's actually in 1080p in a while that I've played. Everything pops back to 720 every time I turn it on. So, but I really am enjoying it. And also on my PS3, since I had so much trade-in credit this week, you know, I bought Gran Turismo.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, you know, I was like, let's see what this is all about. And it's Gran Turismo.
So as a fan of the series, I would probably like it.
You probably would. It does have a ton of crap in there. The kart racing is really kind of fun. You flying around a track on that little itty-bitty thing at like 80 miles an hour.
It'd be you flip cars?
See that? I haven't flipped a car yet. But it would have been awesome at like 80 miles an hour because you have like 12 kart racers on there if like you just would have had this big monster pile up and bodies flailing around. But that didn't happen. They just kind of hit each other and stopped. So I was kind of disappointed in that. But I did enjoy the rally racing. I thought it was really good, especially in the snow. The NASCAR part is it's like a school. Like, you got to do the different things, like drafting and stuff, and I don't know. I mean, there hasn't been a real NASCAR game in ages, so I guess this is the closest you'll get to it, and the fact that it's in there is huge. But that's one thing, is this game is just a monster. There's so much crap in that game. It's ridiculous. But it didn't change my opinion. I'm still not the biggest fan of Gran Turismo. I'll dick around with it. It is very, very good for what it is. If you're a fan of Gran Turismo, it's very good. So you shouldn't be afraid of that. And then on my 360, I played a ton of crap. I ended up buying that Apache Air Assault, and I think I only bought it because, like, it's the only helicopter game, like, ever. Like, we haven't had one in years. So I was
really?
Like, yeah, but come on.
Jungle Strike.
Dude, you're talking PS1. I said years. But it's good. It's hard as shit. Oh, my God. I got killed 3 times in the first level. It's so hard to control a helicopter when they're shooting missiles at you. But it is good. I guess you like look at it, you're like, how can I compare this to something? And it's like, because there is no other helicopter game. But yeah, it is what it is. If you want a helicopter game, it's pretty damn realistic. So there you go. And in the same trade-in, I also picked up Midnight Club LA, and amazingly, I'd never played this game. And it was $20, and I'm like, I'm kind of into Need for Speed right now, so maybe I'll get me another arcade racer. It's good. It's your standard what's the kind of word I'm looking for here? That kind of racing game where it's all about decaling your car and installing turbos and
street racing
stuff. Yeah, it's your standard stuff like that, and it's open world, so like the maps are just huge. You know, you drive up to somebody, flash your lights, hey, let's race, you know, kind of deal. The story is ridiculous. If I have to watch one of the more of those cutscenes, I'm going to shoot myself in the head. Y'all, man, drive on down to Fifth Main, raise this dude, and you be my homie. And I'm like,
oh, yeah?
Okay.
Were you a voice actor in it? Wait a minute.
I was. I played that one dude. But usually Rockstar has really good stories, and not this
time. The Midnight Club was always kind of crap, but I mean... I was a fan of it. You know, I was one of those racer guys back in the day.
Back in the day.
But yeah, when I was a teenager.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. I'm impressed with it as far as how old it is and the fact that it was only $20. And, you know, it's good. So I will probably eventually get into that. I like those kind of racing games as long as it doesn't focus too much on upgrading my car because I'm not a gearhead. So... That's not as big. I did pick up Madden NFL Arcade because it was on sale for $5, and I still feel like it was overpriced.
Man,
so yeah, I mean it's like Blitz except without the hits. So there's no like violent hits or anything. It's just hey, let's lob the ball. You get four downs, and you got to score in those four downs. So yeah. Not all that good. As we talked about, I did play Undead Nightmare about an hour into that. Loving that. Absolutely fantastic. I did play Marvel vs. Capcom 2 this week, and for one reason only, is because I got the new Xbox controller. The one with the magic D-pad.
Mm-hmm.
And that controller is the shit.
Okay, it's alright.
Oh... It was.
I gotta have more precision, dude.
It was so much better than the regular Xbox D-pad, though. And it was. I actually thought it was better than the PS3 D-pad.
Snap.
So.
No, fight and talk.
Fight.
I don't know. I didn't like the PS3 D-pad anyway.
No, I'm not the biggest fan of the PS3 D-pad, but you know, as far as for fighting games and a controller, I mean, this is pretty damn good. It's, you know, it's not as good as my arcade stick. We'll give it that, but, you know, I am a big fan of this new controller. I also like the new analog sticks. They actually feel really good.
Yeah.
Did you pick up Trials, Drew, since it was on sale?
Is it still on sale?
No, it was one day only.
God damn it. No, I didn't.
Oh, it was $5.
No.
And that's a steal. It's a steal at $15.
I totally forgot.
You suck, dude.
I was at work all day.
It was 24 hours. You didn't work 24 hours.
It felt like I did.
Oh, my God. Well, the new DLC comes out this week. I did play the old Trials this week, but the new DLC comes out this week, and I'm pumped. Oh, can't wait for more Trials. I played some more Super Meat Boy. That's another one of my Trials games that I can just throw in and kind of dick around with it. I played some Blood Drive online because I finally found somebody else that bought it. So
was it David Jaffe?
No, he has it on the PS3, or I would have played with him.
Oh,
yeah. But I played online with Killer Wolverine. He picked it up, and that's pretty fun online, except for that the online is so terrible. Not performance-wise, but there's like no lobby. So you start an online game, and then it just throws, you know, computer-controlled opponents in with you, and then somebody can just join after that. You can't start a game with just you and somebody else. So that's really kind of broken. And then I spent 4 hours online one night playing Need for Speed Hot Pursuit online. And man, that game is the bomb online. It's so much fun to try to take each other down as a cop. And it's damn near impossible. And yes, Wombat, it says Killer Wolverine crashed.
Nice. That's what I wanted to hear.
It also says Killer Wolverine hit your spike strip.
Nice.
Killer Wolverine hit your roadblock. And then you just hear anger through the headset. Because he's claiming he didn't hit it. this cheat
I completely missed that.
He's like, I didn't even come near that. How did I run over that spike strip? I was toying with him so bad that my wife was laughing out loud, just watching him constantly not be able to get me when I was the racer. Oh, and he was getting so mad. It was hilarious. But that thing is a blast online. It's very limited. You can only race or do the Hot Pursuit or what they call Interceptor. And basically, Interceptor is Hot Pursuit, but it's one-on-one and there is no finish line. So it's whoever can take the other car out first. So those races can go on for a long time. But yeah, not Hot Pursuit is just so much fun online. That game is just incredible. And the other game I'm playing some more Brotherhood. I am now, I think, 6 hours into the game, and I'm only 25% through. So that's a monster game, and it's so good, and I can't talk about it because the story, like I said, continues on. I did just get the I don't know if you've made it this far, John, but I just started my Assassin's Guild.
No, I think I'm probably a couple of missions away from that.
Okay, yeah. Now that I have people working for me, it's so cool to like be doing a mission and then you just call them in and watch them take out your target.
I should imagine the Borgia Towers are probably a lot easier when you've got your Assassin's Guild.
Oh yeah. You can just go in, take out the guy, and then you can be climbing the tower while your guy's taking him out. And you know, they level up and they get better and they get better armor, and it's just really cool. They can die, though. Like, if you send them on a mission, they can get killed, and you will lose some of your assassins. So I didn't know that that could happen. So I lost two of mine yesterday, so I only have two left right now. So you gotta be careful. And the last game that I played quite a bit of was Splatterhouse.
Oh, that, I bet that's awful, isn't it?
It's not awful. It's just, you have to know what you're getting into when you play it. This is a game that's all about gore. And when I say it's all about gore, I mean it's gore with button controls. I haven't seen a game this gory ever. I mean, it's just gross at times. Like, you can rip dudes' arms off and then beat the hell out of the rest of the enemies with their arms and their heads, and when you
nice.
Punch somebody, it spills more blood than the first Mortal Kombat. I mean, it's just, there's blood everywhere. And the mask has a voice of its own, and it talks to you during the game. And some of the stuff that it says is absolutely hilarious. But if you can imagine, it's the dude that does the movie trailers.
Really?
Yeah, so, nice. Like, his voice is talking, and he's like, let's do some fucking carpentry when you pick up a 2x4. I mean, it's just, and, like, it's a standard, you know, 3D third-person action game, but some of the levels are actually stripped down into 2D, and it plays like the old Splatterhouse games.
Huh.
So, those are kind of interesting, other than the fact that the controlling for platforming is terrible.
That's what I expected, yeah.
So when you're trying to make these jumps and you're dying, and then the game takes like 35 seconds to reload your checkpoint, which is, I mean, awful.
Is it a remake of the first game?
You know, it's like Splatterhouse is Splatterhouse. It's like you're always that dude and you're trying to save that girl from the doctor.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know.
I mean, and you can unlock the original three games.
That's what I was going to ask. I'd heard you'd been able to unlock them.
Yeah, I unlocked the first one already, and I played it, and my god, it's like, that game is so hard.
Yeah.
But this new one is really hard. I played it on normal, and I almost thought about bumping it down to easy, because I was just dying left and right. I mean, it is really, really hard. And the only way to regenerate your health is to do this special move that uses one of your special meter bars. So, yeah. It's hard. I die a lot. And there's enemies that can kill you in one hit. There's, like, the old Resident Evil syndrome where they can just lob your head off.
Aw, nice.
So, if they lob your arm off, you're okay, because you can grow that back.
Can't you pick up your arm and use it as a weapon?
You can grow that back.
Yeah, yeah, you can. If they cut your arm off, you can pick up your own arm and beat people with it. And there's just blood everywhere. But yeah, that's it's you know, a generic action game that's really focused on blood and gore, which, you know, we haven't had, you know, a game that's just gore to be gore in a long time, and this game is gore just to be gore. It ain't worth $60, I'll tell you that.
Oh, so it's full price.
Yeah, it's full price. It ain't worth $60. I mean, it's fun. It's a good romp. I don't imagine it's very long. I think I'm nearing the halfway point already, and I've only been playing it for a couple hours. So, you know, it's definitely not super long. If you enjoy gore for the sake of gore, you'll probably like it. But I would still wait on a price drop, would be my suggestion. But I think that's it. As far as this week, I have to do a ton of reviews, Splatterhouse included. I'm also playing Nailed, which is the new racing game on four-wheelers. So, I also, my DC Universe beta key for the PS3 will be in this week, so I'm pretty excited about that. Unless somebody else wants to review it, I have to review EA Active 2.
Yeah, Raya.
I swear I'll send
What'd
it.
What'd you get it for?
I don't know yet. If it's 360, I know that's out because I'm the only one who has a friggin' Kinect. So, and yep. PS3, I don't know if it uses Move, but hey, if it comes for the Wii, you're more than welcome to it. Because I'm not active. I proved that with Dance Central.
I think I'm good.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll let you know. Let me know if you get it for the Wii, and I'll let you know.
Okay. I'll keep you in mind, because I certainly don't. I reviewed the last one, and I'm like, yeah, this ain't for me. So, I'm trying to think. Yeah, I'll probably play some more Brotherhood. I'm like in the middle of five different games, and I hate that. I hate being in that thing again, because I like to finish what I'm playing before I move on to the next one. But I'm playing Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. I'm playing Splatterhouse, which that shouldn't take too long to finish. I'm playing Majin now. I started Red Dead Undead Nightmare. I freaking got Front Mission that I'm still playing, and then I have another game that I'm like partially through. And I'm kind of old Saw 2. That's the other one I'm still fighting my way through. But it pisses me off that I have so many games that I'm in the middle of. I just need to finish one and move on to the next. I was so much happier when I was doing that. But that's it. But of course, you know, it might all go down the hill when DC Universe beta keys come in.
Yeah, if you get an extra one of those, let me know, because I'm interested.
Ha ha! That game's awesome. Awesome.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You haven't played it yet?
I played it on the PC.
Oh.
Yeah, I already have a PC beta, so... But I'm excited to play it with a controller now.
Oh. So. Man. MMO. You playing an MMO.
Yeah, but
it's funny, isn't it?
It's different. Yeah. It's different.
It's next thing you know, World of Warcraft and...
No.
Let's do Lord of the Rings Online.
Let's not.
Speaking of which, did you see that they're, in a move similar to giving the first hit free as a crack dealer, they've dropped the price of World of Warcraft and all the expansions drastically this weekend until the end of November.
Are you talking about the discs themselves?
Yeah. The game is $5, the first expansion is $5, and the second expansion is $10.
Holy crap.
Damn.
Substantial price drops.
Oh, snap. Here it comes. Come on, kids.
You're talking about, let's see, let me add it up real quick in my head. You're talking about a $70 savings.
Well, you know, you can get the World of Warcraft, the original game, for free if you download it off their website.
Yeah, they give you the game for free.
Yeah. Again, in a fashion not too dissimilar from a crack dealer giving you the first hit.
Exactly.
First one's free.
The first one's free, but the second one's going to cost you. Oh, that's terrible.
But true.
Yep.
All right, now that the fondling is over, it's time to get into some news. Okay.
What happened?
I don't know. I thought something was going to happen after I said news.
And now! News for Gamers Internet Style Radio Program proudly presents Killer Wolverine's Weekly Derp. Brought to you by Tron Evolution. John W. UK from ZTGameDomain.com says, it's fucking terrible. And now your host, Zero Tolerance.
We should see that, like, just dead air on the podcast. That is a funny looking thing.
Leave it in there.
I'm going to, because that just builds suspense like a horror movie.
Hell yeah.
The new PSP firmware apparently adds Curiosity music sharing support.
Well, let me turn on my PSP and download it then.
Kinect sold 26,000 units in Japan, about half of what PlayStation Move sold at launch. Which people...
Well, there's not that many Xboxes out there,
yeah, I was going to say, it's in Japan, man. That's like a feat for Microsoft in Japan.
They're probably celebrating that.
They are. They're like, oh my god! Castlevania Harmony of Despair added two DLC characters this week. So if anybody's still playing this game, they added Yoko Belnades and Julius Belmont. Every time I hear the name Julius, the only thing I think of is Arnold Schwarzenegger and Twins. Apparently I'm the only one, never mind.
It's been a long time since I've seen that movie.
Hey Julius! Call of Duty Black Ops is tops in Japan.
Really?
Yeah. Xbox sales triple, but Kinect games failed to crack the top 20. The OnLive founding members are eligible for a free microconsole. So, if they're offering it to as a thanks to those who signed up and purchased at least two games.
Hmm.
Nice.
Yeah. That means half the subscription base then, yeah?
Yeah.
Just about.
Four people, probably.
36% of Mass Effect 2 players went Renegade, according to BioWare.
Interesting.
Tron Evolution is launching with free DLC.
Duh, fuck off.
It's free.
I don't know where that is at, because it's not free on our systems yet.
That's because you got it early. You got to wait.
Yeah, probably.
The newest Deathspank game is dropping on PC and Mac. And they also score free DLC when they buy the sequel. Assassin's Creed Brotherhood is offering some free multiplayer DLC next month. So in December, you'll be getting a new multiplayer map and a mode.
Ooh.
Nice.
Halo Reach marks the maps, the new map pack, marks the first ever DLC pre-order at GameStop. So now you can pre-order DLC.
My god.
Why?
There's no point in it whatsoever.
There isn't.
It's not like it's going to sell out.
If not, you must go online and get it.
Well, that was kind of the joke, Drew.
I know that. What I'm saying is sell out in the store. Oh, god, forget it.
Apparently there's a replica of the Portal gun being sold for charity. And it's signed by members of Valve, and it will be auctioned off at the Child's Play dinner.
Nice.
Tell me you wouldn't want that.
I wouldn't want that.
Okay. Not you.
You know who would want that? Your mom.
She would. She'd make a portal in your butt.
Wow.
Apparently 70% of gamers will buy a new copy instead of a used copy if they plan on playing it for a long time.
Hmm. 70%, you said?
70%.
That's higher than I would have expected.
Yeah. According to Activision, they will never, ever charge for multiplayer Call of Duty. Ever.
Interesting.
That's according to the evil devil Bobby Kotick. They will never charge for Call of Duty multiplayer. Period.
Okay.
Stargate Resistance is shutting down forever in January. I didn't even know it was open.
Yeah, I had a friend that played that. He's kind of pissed.
Here's the big news that blew up the Twitter this week. The Uncharted film has named its main cast.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
And it's time for the Funky Bunch to get Indiana Jones.
Please.
Because Marky Mark is playing Nathan Drake.
You know, bloody next.
You know what? I don't care.
Yeah, I don't Meryl either.
I don't Ella. Care. I don't care because, you know, Mark Wahlberg, I like him as an actor. He doesn't bother me.
No, I think he's an alright actor. He's been in some good films, to be fair. But it's Nathan Fillion's role. Sorry.
I'm sorry. I could give two shits about Nathan Fillion. He's a TV actor. And I thought his show was terrible. And now the brown coats are coming to my house.
Hang on a second.
Yeah.
Are you telling me that you say that Firefly is terrible?
That's why it was canceled.
You have just lost your geek card forever, my friend.
No. I didn't lose my geek card. Just because I don't like one thing doesn't mean I lose my geek card. Because if that was true, you lost yours too, Star Wars hating motherfucker.
I'm a Star Trek guy, so it cancels each other out.
Yeah, well. I'm a good sci-fi lover, so that cancels mine out.
Did you read the interview with... First off, Mark Wahlberg is not Nathan Drake.
No, he's not.
Like that's what bothers me about it. Like, it's not that I don't like him as an actor. I don't like him in this movie. I don't think he has the... I like to call it the Harrison Ford quality. He doesn't have, like, the easy charm that you have to have to play that role. That's number one.
He's not smarmy enough.
Number two... Did you see that the director wants Robert De Niro and Joe Pesci to be in it, too?
They are in it.
Yeah.
Well, they haven't been confirmed yet.
Yeah, it'll be there.
Yeah.
As his father and his uncle? It's like, come on. I mean, you took the most cinematic video game in the last decade, and you can't even make a good movie out of it.
Oh, come on.
Because you think it's supposed to be Uncharted Casino, too.
Dude, what's gonna be awesome is in the movie, Joe Pesci's gonna walk up to Marky Mark and be like, "Well, you think I'm funny? I'm funny how? Like funny how? Funny looking?
What are these zombies? The zombies everywhere. What are these zombies?
Is
there
zombies coming around? Is Indiana Jones gonna pop out?
It's gonna be awful. I'm going out on a limb and saying that right now.
Oh, come on, that's not even a good bet. It's 90% of video game movies are terrible anyway.
Yeah,
but this had the chance to be a decent one.
Oh,
come on. We still got the Bioshock one.
That one's probably going to have, I don't know. I'm trying to think of somebody it could have in it.
Danny DeVito's going to play the Big Daddy.
It's going to have Martin Mull in it as Andrew Ryan.
Oh, I just loved how the internet blew up because I laughed so hard. I'm like, I don't care.
I don't either. I was like, man, these people are stupid.
Dustin Hoffman as Andrew Ryan in Bioshock.
Wait a minute, that'd be awesome. What are you talking about?
I would go for that movie. He'd be over there and be like, I created a utopia. A utopia I created. I created it for Utopia. Wapner's on
Denzel
at 5.
Washington as Sander Cohen.
Oh, on an angry scooter. Anyway. Capcom is apparently feeling the need to defend the DLC characters for Marvel Capcom 3. Dude,
why?
Whatever. I think it's funny that Capcom's like totally 180'd their view, but
yeah.
Dude, this is like the what was the first thing we said when they announced that games were going to have DLC? Awesome, more fighting game characters.
Yeah.
And now everybody's like, no, that breaks the game. Shut up and spend the money. You bought 13 versions of Street Fighter 2. You can pay $5 for two characters. Shut up. Anyway, BlackRock Shooter becomes a PSP RPG.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. There was a game called BlackRock Shooter: The Game. As if you.
What the hell's BlackRock?
It was developed by Image Epoch. The main guy behind Etrian Odyssey created it.
Wow, so it's going to be one of those where you got to make a map and shoot stuff?
I have no idea. Microsoft is promising Kinect support for XNA in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be seeing some indie games that use Kinect. That should be interesting.
Now you can have a virtual massage therapist.
Anyway, Nintendo's new event in January is now called Nintendo World 2011. So,
okay,
there you go. Dude, there's like so many news stories about this Image Epoch JRPG on here. It's ridiculous.
What?
That game I just talked about, the BlackRock shooter.
Really?
There's like four news stories about it. Like, whatever.
I didn't even hear it. This is the first I've heard of it.
Yep. There's apparently a charity bundle released by the ESA containing, and this is a pretty sweet bundle as long as you get rid of Mercenaries 2. it includes the first Uncharted, Mercenaries 2, and Tomb Raider Underworld for
$29.99. Hmm.
That's a pretty good deal. Hmm. Taito trademarks Darius Twin, Lufia 1 and 2. So, they may be coming to the Virtual Console, which would be the first thing that's come to the Virtual Console in how long now?
Really? They haven't released anything?
I've heard that people complaining online that they haven't released anything on Virtual Console in a while.
Way to go, Nintendo.
Yeah. apparently, PlayStation Move and OnLive have been honored by Popular Science.
OnLive?
Yep.
Is people really going to pay to do that?
Probably.
God.
Here was another great story this week. And apparently, Activision just draws lawsuits. Axl Rose is suing Activision
for
the fact that he's bringing a $20 million lawsuit for the group's use of the group song "Welcome to the Jungle" in Guitar Hero 3. They used it in an advertisement, and also the fact that Slash was an in-game character.
Didn't they pay for that license when they put that song in the game?
Yeah, apparently, but he's saying they used it,
His claim is that the only way they agreed to license that song was if Slash wasn't mentioned or featured in the video game.
In which he was, like, a main character in the game.
Which sounds like the ultimate sour grapes to me.
Yeah, because it wasn't him. I got news for you, Axel. Yeah. You weren't
He's
Guns
just
and
mad
because
Chinese Democracy sucked.
Well, yeah, it's like, you're mad because you're not Guns N' Roses. Did you notice when you released a new album under the name Guns N' Roses, it sucked? Jesus. God, that guy kills me. Test Drive Unlimited 2 has a launch date now. It's February 8th.
Yeah, they'll push it back again.
That's okay. The first one was awesome. I loved it.
I never played it, but I want to play it.
They put the first screenshots of Back to the Future game up online.
Yeah,
did you see
that? Was awesome. Yeah,
man,
I can't wait.
The characters look crazy. Apparently, Double Fine's new game has been announced,
and it looks awesome,
dude. It's a stacking game.
It's not a stacking game.
The Russian nesting
dolls.
It kind
of is, but did you read about it or watch the video?
No, because it looks just ridiculous.
It's an adventure game where, in order to progress to different areas and to solve puzzles and stuff, it's based on the Russian stacking dolls, like those little things that stack inside each other and they get smaller as they go down.
Yeah.
And you can jump into other people that you pass by and use their powers to get through to the next area or to solve whatever puzzle you're working on or whatever. You should watch the trailer on YouTube. It looks awesome.
The screenshot that I'm looking at right now has a button for flatulate.
Yeah, that's one of the character's powers.
Nice. That sounds like Double Fine.
You gotta watch the trailer. It looks awesome.
Is it a downloadable title?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Xbox Live Arcade, PC, and PSN, I believe.
Gotcha.
Because, you know, they can't make retail games.
Well, they had a deal going on where they're going to make like three downloadable games, and Costume Quest was one of them.
THQ.
Yeah.
Damn. Civilization 5 is now available for Mac and supports Steam Play.
There you go. I picked that up the other day.
Not for the Mac though, right?
No, for the PC. I actually own a computer.
Okay. Professor Layton's developer RPG Inazuma 11 is finally getting an English release. I don't even know what this game is. It's just made by the guy that made Professor Layton. So, Black Ops is boosting the Rolling Stones music sales.
Yeah, because all these dumbass stoners are playing it. It's like, oh wow, this is awesome music.
Here was a big story. Apparently, there's a rumor that some apps and a web browser may be coming to Xbox 360, according to the Microsoft Silverlight job posting site.
Which is what they should have done in the first place, instead of adding Twitter support and Last.fm. Just let me go online on a browser. They have Internet Explorer, for Christ's sakes.
According to a research firm, consoles are overdue for some price cuts.
I don't know. 360 is pretty cheap.
Yeah, I know. $199, man. You can get a 360. And the Wii is $199, comes with two games and a controller. And the PS3's, does the PS3 have one that's under 300?
Yes, $299. Well, I know on Amazon for Black Friday and stuff, they had it came with, I think, Uncharted 2 and Ratchet and Clank. 160 gigabyte for $299.
But I mean, if you buy this the system in the store, is it still $299, or did they bring one down? I can't remember. Disney Interactive Studios head Graham Hopper resigns. So apparently, he knew Tron sucked too. there's over 50 3D games coming to the PS3, according to Sony. 20 stereoscopic 3D games coming from inside the company, and another 30 from third-party companies.
Sweet.
So,
speaking of which, I did get to watch. I didn't play it, but I watched at Costco yesterday a demo of the MotorStorm in 3D, and it was pretty awesome.
It is cool, but man, I don't know if I can spend that kind of money yet. I'm still waiting. Those glasses are expensive.
Ah, but a lot of the TVs, if you buy them in a bundle, they give them to you for nothing.
The two TVs I looked at Best Buy, they said they didn't give me glasses.
Ah.
I'm like, really? Those things are like the Sony ones are like $300 a pair. I'm not spending $300 for like three sets of glasses. This ain't no way. Microsoft is apparently still committed to making a Halo movie.
Well, at least they are.
But Marky Mark's going to be Master Chief.
That'd be awesome.
Here's a rumor for Wombat. Elder Scrolls V is in development, and according to them, it's a direct sequel to Oblivion.
That's awesome.
So there you go.
Can't wait.
There's a new Dragon Ball game coming to Japanese arcades. It features four-player combat with online play.
Hmm.
Do the people even go to arcades?
No. They don't exist anymore, do they?
I didn't think they did.
No.
World of Goo is coming to the iPad soon.
Ew.
The iPad, the iPod Touch are outpacing video game systems on youth Christmas lists.
I don't understand that at all.
That's because they've already got consoles.
Yeah, I think that's probably one of them.
Literally, I went out to dinner the other night and I saw this little girl. She couldn't have been more than, 8, 9, 10 years old. She was carrying an iPad. And I'm like, what purpose do you have for an iPad? You're 10.
She used to check her stocks.
Is she like that baby in the commercials?
Yeah.
Has a smartphone with his spreadsheets and whatever. Anyway.
Time to change my diaper.
Yeah. Radiant Historia is confirmed for North America, launching in February 2011. It's a time-traveling RPG, and it's from Atlas.
Yeah, it looks interesting. Me and Gambus probably the only ones that buy it.
Probably. Apparently, Witcher 2 pirates may receive threatening letters and fines.
Okay.
So, you could get fined if you pirate the latest Witcher. The Halo Wars features website is being cut. Is anybody really still playing that game?
My roommate bought it for $5 like 2 weeks ago. He's going to be kind of mad.
Yeah, because apparently you can't use the website to track your stats anymore. Some new colors for the Nintendo DS, orange and green.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Orange and green?
The green looks kind of cool.
The orange one looks weird. It apparently comes with Mario Party DS, because they just got an abundance of stock of that game.
Yeah.
NBA Elite 11 was going to be a bad game, according to EA.
No shit. I didn't believe it. I can't believe it. I thought it was going to be great.
The first screenshot of the Fallout New Vegas DLC was released. Apparently it's a new location and enemies in the Mojave Wastes.
Does the screenshot have a guy with his head upside down on his crotch?
No, not quite. Yeah, it looks like he has a bear trap in his hand, though.
The screenshot only gets halfway loaded, and then you can't see the rest of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Microsoft is threatening bans on swastikas in Black Ops. Calls it fundamental respect.
Okay. Well, I mean, the Nazis did exist. But...
What?
I
mean, no!
Not in video games, though. No.
This week... celebrated the fifth birthday of the Xbox 360.
Wow.
5 years.
Wow. When did this happen?
The PSP phone hints are dropped by Sony Ericsson CEO. There's a picture of it here. Looks kind of weird. Is it going to be like talking on the N-Gage? Looks like the taco phone?
Yeah, taco talking.
Kingdom Under Fire 2 has been announced for PS3. It might not come to Xbox 360, despite the lineage that the only 5 people that bought Kingdom Under Fire bought it on Xbox. So I can't believe they still make sequels to that game. That game does not sell.
Not at all.
So I don't know how they keep making sequels to it.
Maybe it's cheap to make.
It must be. It's a Korean developer. It's been making it all this time. Was it Blue something? I can't remember the name. Blue Side, that's what it's called. Apparently, Japan has logged over 1 million hours in Super Mario World, according to Virtual Console stats.
Ouch. Is that just one guy?
No. That's impossible.
People are making all those Let's Play videos on YouTube.
Dude, that's a century's worth of play. and God, I'm already back to this. I guess we're beyond the news, because I'm back to the PlayStation 3 exclusive reveal on December 12th, so that's all the news, apparently.
Wow. Jesus. Slim pickings.
I'm telling you. Well, it's holiday week, so...
That's true.
But I do have some tweets.
Hey, no new questions in the thread?
No, there was no questions in the thread, sorry.
What's wrong with these people? We used to have a full...
Yeah, I can remember when it used to take you weeks to catch up.
I know.
Yeah.
There was nothing
in
there.
Well, then the Twitter feed started.
Yeah, Twitter's like real time. People can ask the question right there.
Wow. Peeps love the tweets.
Obviously, John W. said something that we had to bleep out last week. And he made a comment about it on Twitter, and Professor Chaos asked if you said the N-word.
Yeah, I did say that.
Yeah. No, he didn't say that.
He did not say that.
No. So. Loria the Oreo says, check out the N4G podcast. It's absolutely hilarious. Is she listening to this show, John?
She's, she's listening to my part.
Oh, okay. Red Dead, I'm just making sure she's listening to the right show to call it hilarious.
No, she did. She listened to it when you just after you put it up last week, and she said she couldn't stop laughing, especially when you were doing the section about the Game Awards and Gambus went on one about Dragon Quest IX. She thought that was hilarious.
All right, Mega Monkeys says Wombat made a bad joke off a bad joke. It's like Inception. P.S. Have you guys seen that movie yet?
No,
I have not.
Yes. No, I have not seen it. I want to see it. I want to see it so bad. I watched a lot of new movies this week, actually.
I could upset you all right now, couldn't
I? If you did, I would kill you.
It's an awesome film.
I saw The Expendables this week.
I haven't seen that.
I love that movie. You know, that's just like, that, I felt like I was in the 80s as a child again. Seeing all those guys, like, just doing some crazy action. That's a fun movie.
Well, I'll tell you what I did watch this week, The Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Oh, the one with Nicolas Cage?
Yeah, that's actually quite good. I thought it was going to be rubbish. But it's actually Professor Chaos. I tweeted, shall I watch it? Is it worth it? And Professor Chaos came back and said, it's definitely worth a watch. And so I stuck it on. And that is a damn sight better than I thought it was going to be. It was quite entertaining.
I'll tell you a movie I watched this week that is excellent, that is The Karate Kid, the new one.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet.
That's very good.
It was excellent?
Yes.
No.
It's called The Karate Kid, and he does Kung Fu.
Kung Fu.
Did you watch it?
Yes, but that's because they couldn't call it The Kung Fu Kid.
Which is stupid.
Did you watch it? Did anybody else see it?
Yeah, I watched it.
No, I didn't watch it.
That's a great movie. I got it. It's a great movie. Should be ashamed. Should be ashamed.
Whatever.
We got some follow Fridays from Shanghai 6, H Dogger, and Sam in Seattle, so thank you for those. Sam in Seattle says, one of the tires on my car in GT5 had a scratch on it when I bought it. This game is crap. he said, I'm so tired of seeing stupid complaints like this in articles and forums. So many people complaining about its imperfection. No game is perfect, or ever will be, no matter how long it's been in development. Polyphony Digital never promised perfection. So apparently he's angry at all the people criticizing the game because it's not perfect.
At the end of the day, Gran Turismo 5 is for everybody who loved Gran Turismo 1, 2, 3, and 4. And I don't see the point of jumping on it. As you say, games aren't perfect. You're going to get all the Xbox fanboys jumping on it, and they're the ones that are going to make the most out of it and start screaming and shouting about how bad it is. But at the end of the day, if it's a game that you think you're going to like because you loved the other ones, then where's the problem?
I think the other thing, too, is I think John's got a great point that most of the noise is coming from Xbox fanboys who want it to be bad. But I think the other part of it is that you do have a contingent of somewhat hardcore Sony fanboys who have been basically looking on Gran Turismo as the return of the Messiah for 3 or 4 years now. I mean, not to be insulting, but it's the truth. So I think you've got a particularly ardent group of defenders for it too, which always makes everything even more heated.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. It's a high profile game. It's kind of like when Halo came out and it didn't get tens.
Exactly.
You know, people were jumping all over. Oh, it's not the greatest game ever made. So whatever. If you enjoy it, you enjoy it. Play it. Have fun. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We all knew that it wasn't going to be perfect, so it is what it
or
is.
Or you should have at least known it wasn't going to be perfect.
Che Morongo says, I was able to get Dragon Age Ultimate Edition, Need for Speed Hot Pursuit, and Assassin's Creed Brotherhood for under $100.
That is a steal and a half.
That's a great deal.
He said, that's a lot of game-to-dollar ratio.
That is a lot of game-to-dollar ratio.
That's a sweet deal. You've got a good Christmas ahead of you. I'm going to try to read this. The guy's name is Surfit Das Ader. That's how I'm reading it.
Okay.
He says, ha ha, dupe. Retweet, Material Mantha, Runyon Canyon Workout, and I'm still drunk. LOL, I'm down. Channela Jalik.
What?
Are you sure that's not a spam bot?
It might be, but I wanted to read it.
It might be, but it's pretty funny.
Check and see what his other tweets were.
Oh, let's see here. He says, the movie is LOL, hee hee, you finally saw Smo, ha ha ha, busy these days, whoo!
Yeah, I think that's a
Someone's been drinking.
Maybe he's on a permanent high.
Oh my god. He has 2 followers, and he's not following anybody.
Yep, that's spam bot.
Spam.
That's spam bot.
It's funny, though.
I don't understand. I don't get these Twitter spam bots. Half of them don't even send links to anything trying to sell shit. They're just saying stuff.
Well, there's a link in this, but I'm not clicking it.
Oh.
Key134 says, okay, so a couple of cues coming up. Mass Effect 2, is it worth getting if I've never played the first?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely still worth getting.
Oh, yeah. The game is the bomb.
And apparently the PlayStation 3 version is going to have like a brief little sort of run-through of the... Didn't I hear that? Of the first one?
I think so.
They're going to have like a little synopsis.
In it, too.
So...
Alright, he also says, if the only racing game I ever liked were Need for Speed Most Wanted and Burnout Paradise, will I like the new Need for Speed?
Yes.
You will love it. And lastly, he says, I saw an amusing advertisement with Jedward promoting Dragon Quest IX.
You probably don't know who Jedward is.
No, he says, I don't think that'll drive sales.
No.
Who is Jedward?
They're a set of twins from Ireland. And they were gained brief notoriety on the X Factor over here. They were very terrible singers, but because they were terrible, they got quite far in the competition. And they're idiots, really, to be fair. But yeah, they're now heading up some advertising sales, advertising jobs with a. Obviously on Dragon Quest, and no, that's not going to increase the sales.
That's kind of funny.
They are idiots.
That's kind of like William Hung.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. That's kind of like their our William Hung.
I don't know who he is.
He got an
really,
album.
Really terrible singer on one of the early seasons of American Idol, who ended up having his 15 minutes of fame basically because he was so awful.
He even has an album.
Yeah, he did have an album. And actually, we used to, when I worked at the music store, we used to play that album at the end of the night when we wanted people to leave.
Oh, you need to YouTube William Hung. It's just awesome. IFHD says, is Boss alive in Peace Walker? The Boss.
Ah, that's a spoiler.
Well, then you shouldn't answer it.
Damn it. It's been out for a while, though.
A while?
Don't start that with me. Pronounce words correctly.
A while?
Yes.
H-Dogger says, how long can you hold your breath? Why don't you try it on the show?
Yeah, that'd make good radio.
I've been holding it this whole time.
I hold my breath for the rest of the show. It's called the mute button.
Damn, you're the best around. Nothing's ever going to keep you down.
Ain't that right?
I just brought some Karate Kid. What's up? And the longest time you went without playing video games.
Oh, man.
I think a week. I think a week was the longest I went.
A couple weeks when we first brought the baby home.
I don't know, when I was a teenager, or like when I was like 19, going into college, I was busy with college, and of course, trying to catch all those beautiful ladies, and I didn't play a video game for probably like half a year.
Those beautiful ladies.
Those beautiful. Shame you never succeeded.
Yeah, I know.
Well, it's been a while.
I had me some fun in college, so whatever.
Oh, anyway, H-Dogger also says, also, is anybody getting the Noble map packs for Reach Tuesday? If so, we should play.
I don't own that game.
I forgot that they came out this week.
Yeah, I'm not really a buyer of map packs, usually.
Yeah, but it's Halo.
I know.
It's Halo.
I'm not a buyer of Halo map packs.
Okay, Numero 6, which is John W.'s favorite Twitter poster.
Oh, is that the French guy?
Yeah, he says, still and always... Hello. He said, still and always the French guy. First, it was a joke when I said I said to fire John. His English accent and point of view is essential. Europe is a very important market, and be careful, we also have an army with guns and a lot of weapons. But it's true...
Well, the English do.
Well, wait. He said, but it's true we don't have any bullets. That's why we sign a treaty with England.
They throw Putin some baguettes at the bad guys.
You know, I got a funny story about a gun with no bullets. I had a professor in college who was from China, and he had actually he came over here. The Chinese asked him to come over here to go to college because they kind of wanted to know what the American college system was like, and then he never went back. well, yeah. So now that he's never allowed back in the country, he said that during his forced military time in the Chinese military, they had him guarding the border up where Korea, Russia, and China all meet, and he said that they didn't have enough bullets for everybody, so he was out in this rice field marching back and forth with a gun over his shoulder with no bullets in it. He said all of us were guarding that area. We had guns with no bullets, just marching back and forth.
That's funny.
So, yeah. Said, well, I've always heard stories like that, but I never actually knew it was true.
Well, I don't think he's... I think he's taking the mic a bit. I think they've got a few bullets.
But, no. I know.
One or two, anyway. But luckily, they don't use them a lot. Neither do...
Right.
Well, so neither do we, but unfortunately, at the moment, we are. But, yes, I mean, France, they're our closest neighbours, to be fair. I've never been, though.
Maybe you should make a journey over there.
Well, it's easy. You can get get the train over there now across the Channel Tunnel, or the ferry. There's lots of good ways to do it. I think it's always been one of those sort of places because they speak another language. And although there's probably plenty of people that speak English, of course there is over there. But always that little fear of going over there and no one understanding a word you're saying, getting lost, and then getting mugged. Because I don't know how to say help in French.
Right.
So Doom says, you guys ever considered doing a live show, like on allgames.com or something like that? I think it would be funny as hell.
I do live stuff all the time. Go check me out at Justin TV.
Shameless plug.
Our show is live to tape. Does that count? We very rarely edit it.
This is true. I very rarely edit anything out of the show other than the occasional...
Other than John Whitehouse making comments.
The curse word or two.
The odd curse word.
The good old days. He also says, I'm just now playing Kane and Lynch. It's pretty good. Best $20 game I got in a while. Nude scene for the win.
Hmm.
What?
I don't know if he's talking about the first one or the second one. The second
it's
one is... Yeah.
Yeah, it's the second one. You're running around completely naked.
Yeah. There's some dude butts.
Nice.
Numero 6 says, anyway, I love listening our great and international show. Keep going to make me smile, even if I don't always understand your jokes about France. My question, yes, I have one. Do you think Kinect is interesting for a core gamer? Do you have information about games in the future which will mix traditional gameplay with the pad and Kinect, and not only Wii games like... Well, actually, there's already one out. The Harry Potter game apparently mixes the controller and the motion. But I haven't played it, so I don't know. But there are some core games coming out next year from Japan, like the Panzer Dragoon game and... A couple
Metal Gear Rising.
Yeah, Metal Gear Rising uses it. So, there should be some interesting stuff coming. I haven't played anything yet. I don't know. Right now,
hold off until they announce some stuff, because it could very well turn out to be the Wii.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. So far, it's fun, and it's impressive, but it's not... Yeah, it's not going to bring in the core gamers and get them uber excited. It's not like you're going to be playing Halo with Kinect, so... Jerkstore81 says, just realized, Brink, Bulletstorm, Killzone 3, and Duke Nukem Forever will come out in February 2011. That will be one epic month.
Brink is the only thing I care about.
Really? No Bulletstorm?
Yeah.
No Duke?
Come on, Bulletstorm.
Bulletstorm looks good.
Ah, fucking hell, what the hell is this?
Apparently that's a foe.
Unprofessional motherfucker.
That is unprofessional. Yeah. What's wrong with you?
That's Cody's theme.
And it's on your phone.
Yeah, it's on my phone.
It's on my phone. Tyrant94 says, hey, N4G dudes, do you know if consoles are capable of catching viruses? The PS3 has a web browser, so I was wondering if it's possible.
I've heard stories of the PS3 getting, no, I don't think necessarily viruses, but people can hack into them and stuff.
Yeah.
I should imagine it is possible. I mean, but it's probably the same reason why Macs don't get viruses. People don't bother because there's not a big enough install base to actually make it worthwhile.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That would be interesting if we had McAfee for PS3.
That'd be something else to sell, wouldn't it? Oh, oh fuck yeah. Off. No.
Oh, no.
It'd be something
no,
else to close out of every time I turn my PS3 on.
Yeah.
System hog.
He also says, hey, N4G dudes, Mark Wahlberg has made a drink.
No, don't start that.
It's pretty much confirmed. What do you think?
I don't even want to hear about it anymore.
I think it's kind of funny.
It never happened.
You know, he was in Max Payne as Max Payne.
And that movie was terrible.
That movie was really bad.
It was a terrible movie. But he was quoted saying that if he knew that the story was based on a video game, he wouldn't have done it.
Hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, let that soak
in. Obviously, numbers speak louder than words, and you pay somebody enough money.
Yeah, he ain't got time to be playing no video games with them muscles.
Yeah.
And that funky bunch.
And trying to learn to read.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway. Altus,
calm down, it's not like he listens to the show.
That'd be awesome if he called you.
He'll
be
sending me tweets.
What are you doing? What are you doing? I was in Four Brothers.
I learned to read when I was in 8th grade. Spreading lies.
He's got good vibrations. Anyway, Altus One replied to H-Dogger about the Halo Reach pack and said, they will be busy playing GT5, LOL. So.
Yeah.
Says, I'm the only one that bought it, and I hate the series, so go figure that out. Altus One also says, what did you bitches score on Black Friday? I got me AC Brotherhood and Need for Speed Hot Pursuit for $75.
I scored nothing.
Well, I didn't have Black Friday, so.
Yeah, you weirdo.
Like I said, I got, Lord of the Rings.
I got nothing because I didn't buy any specials other than the Xbox Live stuff. Like I said, the Grand Theft Auto, San Andreas, and Halo for $5 a piece.
Well, I suppose I could technically count those because we got the same offers even though we don't celebrate Thanksgiving. There you go.
See, you shouldn't be allowed to have that. I don't see any Boxing Day deals.
Fair.
Yeah, I don't see any Boxing Day deals over here on my dashboard. We're actually getting a tweet from a football game, which is awesome. Solid Finn says, hey, anybody play GT5? Yeah, we talked about that. That was just me. How far is Drew in Dragon Age?
Oh, man, I just got done with the Circle of Magi. And I'm probably going to go to the dwarves next.
There you go. The dwarves is my favorite part.
And he says he's currently at the Bills game as a Bills fan. Yeah,
nice.
It's sad. He says, talk more about Dragon Age. Okay.
Dragon Age is awesome. There you go.
It's amazing.
Never played it.
You suck.
Oh, what a shame.
You need to play it. I'm not joking.
I keep seeing
in the game stores, the Ultimate Edition, it's like between £25 and £30, and the girlfriend keeps looking at it and says this
Man,
looks
what
awesome.
What are they in the game boxes over there? So you know I'm gonna make that joke every time.
every time.
Hey John, do you know what a dime is?
And the only thing that's put me off is the length of the game.
Yeah, it's definitely
how long it will take
long
to get
long
through it.
God.
But it'll last you so long.
It took me probably 45 hours, I think.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I've got plenty of those sort of games. I probably will pick it up. And if it goes on in the sales in the new year, then I'll probably pick it up and then just sit on the shelf for a little while until I get to it. But it's definitely one that interests me. It's just that time thing that stopped me so far.
All right, and the last tweet that I have here comes from David Stewie. He says, "Hey all, time for an off-topic re-questioning. What films have you enjoyed this year, and who amongst you has beheld Inception?"
Well, we just answered that.
Yeah, we just answered that one a minute ago. But he also asked, "What films have you enjoyed this year?"
Jackass 3 was good.
What was that?
I enjoyed that. Jackass 3.
I really don't know if I've watched any movies this year. I can't remember.
Well, I was thrilled to see the end of Saul.
Kick-Ass was good.
Scott Pilgrim was very good.
Scott Pilgrim was fantastic.
Yes, I like that movie.
I watched that the other week. Really good. I watched Skyline the other week.
Oh, was that any good?
The ending's a little bit strange, but the actual film itself, that wasn't that bad, and considering, you know, it came from the people who made Alien vs. Predators 2, which was a big pile of steam and poo. this one weren't too bad at all. Special effects were pretty impressive, and as I say, the ending was a bit strange, but it's a good hour and a half of just sheer sci-fi entertainment, so that was quite good.
Did they have a lawsuit notice at the end from the guys that made Independence Day?
Yeah, the trailer does look a little bit, but it isn't. It's a very different film. Apart from the fact it's aliens, it's
okay because it looks just like Independence Day in the trailer.
Yeah, the trailer doesn't really detail what the actual film's about. It's a little bit misleading, but the film itself, with the exception of the fact that it's aliens coming down to invade the planet, that's about all it has in common with Independence Day.
Now, I saw Predators. That was a good movie.
Oh, that was awful.
I like that movie.
No, that was terrible.
Oh, you're terrible.
I just didn't like the fact it literally was like ripping off Predator, the film, the first one with him covered in mud, and I'm thinking, get some new ideas, please.
Oh, come on, it's Predator. How original can you get?
That's true. And there was
no
Gary Busey.
The second one had street gangs and Danny Glover in it. That's how original
it had
get.
But it had Gary Busey in it.
Yes, Gary Busey was in the sequel. Oh my god.
He was awesome. The lions, the tigers, oh my.
I watched a movie that most people haven't heard of. It's called Monsters.
Ah, that's how it reminds this week.
Yeah, it reminds me a little bit of District 9.
Really? I like District 9.
It's almost documentary sounding, where these people go down to Mexico. Apparently, aliens had landed on Earth. It's not necessarily aliens, it's like alien stuff, like life forms and stuff, but not necessarily like smart aliens. And it's like 5-6 years later, and they've like started to grow into our habitat and stuff like that.
I've never heard of this movie.
It's actually really,
what's
really
it called
niche.
Again?
Monsters.
Well, it comes out in the UK next Friday, and the guy who directed it is a British guy, Gareth Edwards, I think his name was, and he did all the special effects on his laptop.
It's actually really, really interesting.
I saw the trailer when I went to see Skyline, and that's one that I caught my eye quite a bit. That looks really quite good.
It says it was released on 30th of September. Interesting. I wonder if it's out on the DVDs.
I watched it on HD Net. They do this whole thing, like, every month they'll show a movie before it hits theaters, and that was one of them. I watched it in October. Well, yeah, October, yeah.
Interesting. I will have to see if that's on DVD. I don't see it listed so far, but... I'm interested now.
But, is that all the tweets?
Yes.
Okay, well, I want to read one thing. We got ourselves a brand new iTunes review.
Oh really?
It's awesome. It's a good one. So.
Oh, okay.
It's from a Dirty, and he spells it lowercase D1RTYYYY. All right. November 23rd, he says, I agree with most of the review comments. Great cast, great host, no fanboyism. Frustrated Fury is a little borderline on that one. Ha ha ha. And very comical ad lib. This is one pod that I can truly say I look forward to each week. Snap.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
We appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Indeed.
Here we go.
Although the bad ones are funnier.
The bad ones are pretty funny. I've got Monsters listed on Amazon. It doesn't have a release date. It's a Blu-ray copy. It doesn't say anything about it.
Here's the trailer. I can send you the trailer.
Yeah, I saw the trailer on here, but there's a couple reviews from September, but there's no release date for the movie. Interesting. Well, I don't have Gambus to do shout-outs, so I guess I'll have to do some shout-outs. Obviously, we have to give a shout-out to our partners in crime over at Front Towards Gamer. Pink and Deadly, as always. Who am I forgetting that Gambus nails every week?
Red Sun.
Red Sun Gamer, yes.
Crap.
All of our partners are going to... See, this is why we need Gambus. We're lost without Gambus.
I know it. Rage Quit Radio, guys. We're back, I promise. I swear to God. And the next review I do, I'm going to do a video review for you, Ken. I promise.
Oh, snap. That should be good.
Yeah, me and Alan, my roommate, we're going to be like... We were going to do the Castlevania one, and it was going to be awesome, because I had it all scripted out and everything. I was going to go in like, what is a man? He's like, it's a miserable little pile of secrets. I was like, that means we're playing Castlevania.
Oh, snap. You gotta stay tuned for that.
Yeah.
But as always, you can follow us on Twitter as well. And you can leave us iTunes reviews, of course.
Please leave us iTunes reviews.
Because they're fun. You can follow us at N4G Podcast, at R Wombold, at DML Fury, at John WUK, and at ZTGD. If you want to follow those guys that don't bother to show up, you can follow... Even though Gambus doesn't tweet anymore, because apparently he's too good for that now, too, he is at GambusCon. And every now and then you can get a rise out of Killer Wolverine over at Killer Wolverine.
Yeah. Yeah, nobody's minding about something.
Yeah. But I think that's it. Do I have anything else to plug? No, I don't think I have anything else to plug. Hopefully, after we get through all of our review log this week, we will be doing Game of the Year. And of course, our holiday times, you know, what you should and should not buy. Because that's always fun.
Wait, we're doing Game of the Year next week?
No. Probably won't do it till sometime in December, but, you know.
Okay.
It's time to get prepared. It's time to pick.
Yeah.
Because all the games are out now except for Tron.
No, shut up. Don't,
game
of no.
the fucking year.
That's not getting any kind of award except for the biggest piece of crap award if they ever gave one of those out.
Oh, we give one of those out every year.
Oh, do? Oh, excellent. In which case, sign me up for that one. That's got my vote.
So is anybody going to take Gambus's ending? Before I close.
Oh, do I have to do that again?
I can do it if you want. I
mean, oh.
I'd like to hear some Southern Fried Chicken.
You got it, Kentucky. Here we go. All right, well.
Epic fail. Welcome to the N4G Podcast.
It's me, Mario!
Zero Dollar!
This is going to be a very interesting episode.
Greetings, programs. I got lost trying to find my way to the secret underground N4G radio lair.
The Wombat.
Oh,
it's Wolverine. Play games, not consoles. No fanboys allowed.
And then I killed the dragon. 8.0.
Killed the dragon.